You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, a rash of hepatitis A cases has been reported in San Bernardino County over the past year.
Right. 42 cases between January 1st last year and February 6th of this year. For perspective, in all of 2018, there were only three such cases. And so these clusters of cases have been identified, particularly in the cities of Redlands and San Bernardino. Now, you'll remember a couple of years ago, there was a big outbreak of hepatitis A in San Diego County associated with the homeless population and drug users. And it's the same thing here. That's how it spread mostly between people who live close together in less than perfect sanitary conditions or who share needles. Public health officials are warning that the best thing to do to avoid being infected is to wash your hands thoroughly with soap and warm water, kind of the same things we're hearing about the coronavirus, after using the bathroom, changing diapers, and of course, before preparing or eating food, and to avoid sharing towels, toothbrushes, or other utensils with others.
Next, a photo of eight students posing with a swastika and a Confederate flag has upset many at Riverside's Martin Luther King Junior High School.
Right. This is getting quite a lot of attention. The video was not made on campus, apparently, but it was widely distributed around the campus and the community. These eight teenagers, two girls and six boys, appear to be posing in front of a swastika and a Confederate flag, both considered symbols of hate. And a couple of the kids are flashing some type of either gang signs, hand signs, or one particularly a white power hand sign. And they're standing in front of a Trump 2020 banner. The school district says this is counter to the district's core mission of inclusivity, empathy, compassion, and acceptance. And the principal made a video calling for unity. And he also sent a letter to students' families assuring them that safety of the students is top priority in the school.
Lastly, there have been more developments in the troubled West Valley Water District.
Right. The general manager has been stripped of his authority to hire and promote employees. You'll remember that many of the complaints had to do with how employees were being treated, how some were getting preferential treatment. And so the general manager, Clarence Mansell Jr., at least for the time being, is not going to have any authority to hire or promote employees. Those decisions are going to be made by the interim human resources director. The district actually hired a new human resources director as an interim on a six-month contract to reform the district's human resources practices and also address a number of personnel complaints that, as you'll remember, a public letter was written to the district board by managers and supervisors alleging that this general manager should step down and hadn't been addressing numerous complaints. So those are now going to be addressed by this interim director. He hopes to bring them to resolution within a few months. And he is going to hire an outside firm to bring in investigators and help him to do that.
Was there anything else?
Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago, a water system operator who had been accused of being the beneficiary of cronyism and favoritism, he was fired. Yeah, the concerns about him went beyond just the fact that he was hired by Mansell, but also that he had been in a little bit of trouble with previous water districts that he had worked for. He was hired by the city of Corona as a wastewater treatment plant operations supervisor in 1999, and less than a year later, he was fired after several reprimands for misconduct, including using a city vehicle for personal business, failing to follow proper safety procedures that resulted in an injury to another operator, and exhibiting poor interpersonal skills. Next, he was hired by Los Angeles County to oversee seven wastewater treatment plants. He worked there from 2000 until he was fired in 2015. And he was fired after instructing staff and a vendor to spread sludge that contained dangerous levels of mercury, lead, and chromium on soil outside one of the wastewater treatment plants in Malibu, which necessitated a cleanup costing more than $50,000. He appealed his firing to the County Civil Service Commission, which upheld his termination. But one of those people who testified on his behalf at his civil service hearing was Mansell, who had been a subordinate of this worker's and then, of course, later hired him at West Valley Water District.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about this West Valley Water District in the future.
It sure seems like it, Ben.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.